the phone now Eva Menefee, who's coordinator of the Riverbank Traditional Powwow. Good evening, Eva. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing really well tonight. I'm excited to talk to you about this. I somehow have missed this, and this powwows every year. This is the 12th annual one at Luodato Park in downtown Lansing.
Yes, it is. We're really excited because it is our 12th annual event. There used to be powwows that the Lansing Indian Center years ago put on. And about 12 years ago, a group of us decided we needed to bring it back to Lansing. So we wanted it to be a family event that was free admission, and we thought, what better place, because everything happens down here on the riverfront, so we thought this would be a great place to have our event.
Well, it is. What? Well, let's start with a couple of, first you said free, that people love to hear.
Yeah.
It's going on for 3 days, starting tomorrow, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can park at the LCC parking garage, which is right across the street from Adato Riverfront Park, just for location purposes. What will people see when they come any of these 3 days or all 3 days to this traditional powwow? What does that mean?
Well, on Friday around 12 noon, we're just going to be having some dance exhibitions. So if people are downtown and want to stop by and maybe have lunch here at the powwow and just see a little bit of what will be happening this weekend, we'll be doing that. On Friday evening, we're having a community potluck. So anybody who wants to bring a dish to pass and just have like an old-fashioned community time together. That's what we'll be doing. We're going to be doing some social dancing. We have round dance songs that traditionally Native Americans would do at different kinds of gatherings. Folks aren't going to be in their regalia. It's just a time to listen to old songs and get to see your friends that you haven't seen. Many times community powwows like Lansing's powwow are really homecomings for people, people who've been away for a long time and come back, or people who have grown up here in Lansing and left for work, and now they just come back to spend time with their families here. The real part of the powwow starts on Saturday, where we have grand entry at 1 o'clock, and then again at 7, and Sunday at noon. That's when actually the dancers in their full regalias will enter the dance arena.
Well, I'm looking at I've just typed in Riverbank Traditional Powwow on the internet, and I'm looking at perhaps is what some of the lead-in for the grand entry, as you call. It's visually spectacular.
Yes, yes. People work on their regalias all year long to get them ready for the powwow season, and when they bring them out, it's absolutely beautiful. The men with their bustles made of eagle feathers, and the women with their beadwork and jingle dancing and leather work that they've done. It's really, really exciting.
Now, obviously, we're talking about tradition. It's in the title. It's the Riverbank Traditional Powwow. But when we're talking about Native American traditions, it's so important to keep these traditions alive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because, you know, traditions that people have in their families or in their cultures, a lot of times they'll get lost as time goes on. But Native Americans believe that as long as the Creator keeps the air moving and keeps the earth here, that He's going to provide for us. And so through our powwows and through our celebrations, we continue to teach that to our children, and so that they will learn, and hopefully they will teach their children.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, we believe that everything we do is for the seventh generation, so as we look forward, it's important for us to keep our traditions alive.
Well, boy, there's some lessons in what you just said there. Everything we do is for the next generations coming up later and later. Some real-life lessons to be learned there.
That's right.
What about the Native American population in the Lansing area? Tell me about that.
Well, there's probably about 2,800 Native Americans that live here in Lansing. Many of them are from Canada or northern Michigan. They've moved here because of work. They wanted to work when we had the auto industry booming. A lot of them came here to live in the Lansing area. A lot of them, like myself, I came to Lansing. I was a student at Michigan State University, and I never left. Me and my husband and my family, we now live in Lansing. So that's how people kind of ended up here. You know, we have a great story of Chief Okemos. here in our greater Lansing area and how he brought his people and how they live along the Grand River and moved up and down it. So historically, there's a lot of roots for Native people in this area.
Well, I love those stories. The Native American culture, in looking at your website again, Eva, it talks about the woodland Indian cultures. How is that different? Or I guess you're educating me.
Uh-huh. Well, the woodland Indians are really the people who are from this area, because you have the Plain Indians who are more from out west, or the Pueblo Indians who lived in the southwest. Personally, I belong to the Oneida tribe, and my tribe is a part of the Six Nations of Iroquois Confederacy. So we're really more from upper New York State. And when you talk about woodlands or the Iroquois, you really talk about what their way of life was, in terms of what they ate, how they lived, what their buildings were like. For example, here, woodlands people lived in wigwams that were shelters that would be well protected. But people out in the west, they lived in teepees, and the teepees were very movable. Oneida and Iroquois people lived in longhouses, which we call the first condominiums on this camp, on this continent, because it would be you and maybe several relatives that would share that space together. So each tribal group in their different areas would have different kinds of customs that they were used to or things that they would do.
How many participants will we see over the 3 days of this festival?
Well, excuse me. Well, we're expecting probably five or six different drum groups to come. Our one drum group, Sturgeon Lake, is our host drum, and they're from up in the Petoskey area. We have another drum called Southern Strays who's invited to come, and they are from the Athens area. We'll have dancers from all over the state and from Canada. We'll probably usually have about 150 to 200 dancers that come down. We have around 35 vendors who'll be set up selling their different wares, clothes, jewelry, craft supplies. We also have a children's area. My mom, and everybody calls her grandma, will come and do crafts with the kids. Last year she was really busy. I think she had about 300 children that came and did free crafts with grandma, so she was busy doing that all night.
When you mentioned grandma, what are the age ranges of the participants? I'm guessing it runs the gamut.
It does. From the very young, those who just are learning to walk, to those senior citizens who are on the next part of their life. It's just amazing the great age range of the participants that we have here. And it's really family. I mean, lots of people bring their families here to participate and to be a part of the powwow.
Well, and I'm also guessing, again, from looking at the website and photos and so forth, it's kind of the ultimate family-friendly event, isn't it?
It is. It is. We love to have families here. We love to have kids here. We really want to use this as an educational time, so that people can come out and find out more about Native American heritage and culture and celebrate with us.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be amazing. Again, it is starts tomorrow at Luadado Riverfront Park in downtown Lansing, which is right across from the LCC parking garage. The event is free all 3 days. I can't imagine. It looks like the weather's going to hold out for you, too. It looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Well, I'm at the park right now, and it is an absolutely gorgeous evening, so I'm just hoping it'll be like this for the rest of the weekend.
Well, I think there's got to be some dances that can help with that, right?
I'll tell you, every day I put down my tobacco and say, please, just get me through till Monday.
Well, it looks like it's going to be visually stunning and, as you said, educational and just plain an awful lot of fun.
That's right.
Very
good. That's what we hope it'll be.
Very good. Eva, thank you for spending some time with me tonight and telling myself and my listeners about this great powwow coming up this weekend. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl, and I hope that lots of people can get the opportunity to come down and visit us.
I think you'll have a lot of takers all 3 days. Thanks, Eva.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.